In the precious name of Jesus, who is Lord of all. Amen. I'd like for you to turn in your Bibles, if you will, please, because we're going to actually read a little bit more of John chapter 12 than we met and read at the early part of the service. If you're a visitor with us tonight and don't have a Bible at home, we encourage you to take one of the pew Bibles as our gift to you so that you can study and read God's Word throughout the week. May God bless our hearing and our speaking of His precious Word. Amen. The sermon theme for this evening is really seeing Jesus. And I don't know if you had a chance to glance up as these images were all populating the screen, but starting on the left, what do you see? How do you really see Jesus? Well, the first image is that babe of Bethlehem, long, long ago. God's divine plan of salvation beginning with Jesus coming into the world. Coming into the world, how and why? To be our Savior. The middle image is Jesus hanging on the cross. And just this coming week, we will be remembering, we'll be observing once again, His great passion for you and for me. How do you see Jesus? As the baby? As the man hanging on the cross? Or the third image here is the resurrected Christ. 3 days after He died, He raised again by His own power, His own volition, His own will, as God Himself, coming once again to proclaim His victory over sin, death, and the power of the devil. How do you really see Jesus? In the reading from this evening, the processional gospel that you heard just a moment ago, we see another glimpse of Jesus. Who is He really? In the gospel reading from John chapter 12, this is how they saw Jesus. Hosanna! Sing Hosanna to Him who has come, our Lord. Hosanna! Save us, Lord! Be our Redeemer. Did they know what that meant? How did they really see Jesus? I think at that time, they thought of Him as an earthly king, and they hoped that He was going to come and take them out of the bondage that they knew to the Romans, and to all the discomfort they felt in their lives, in their world, in their situation, in their time. How did they really see Jesus? For us, this Palm Sunday weekend is a wonderful opportunity. You see, there's joy as the children came in, as the palms are waving, and as we remember this triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem so long ago. It is a time for us that God allows in this penitential season of Lent for us to celebrate and know a sense of joy. As the palms are raised, as we remember them strewing His way with their coats, with their praises, there were parades, and there were palms, and there were praises that were spoken. And for us, it's a season, a time, a weekend of delight. Because you see, we know what we'll see this coming week. We'll see once again the passion of Jesus. How He will be mocked and betrayed and beaten and ultimately taken to the cross for the forgiveness of your sins and mine, the forgiveness of all the world. As they saw Him, what did they really see? What did they really know? Well, our text actually continues with the following verses. This is what you haven't yet heard. If you'll follow along with me in John chapter 12, beginning with verse 20. Now, there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus. We would like to see Jesus. Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip, in turn, they told Jesus. Jesus replied, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd that was there and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, this voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. What did they see? What did they really see when they looked to Jesus? There were parades and palms and praise, and yet in the midst of that, just after that, Greeks, non-Jews who were also believers in God, they too wanted to see Jesus. And what did they do? Wanting to see Jesus, they came to someone who knew him, who had spent time with Jesus, who was from the same hometown as Jesus. And that's why they came to Philip. Philip, we would like to see Jesus. What do you think they were looking for? Was it for this king, this earthly king? Philip wasn't sure, I guess, exactly what to say or do, and so he ran to his brother, his family, and he said, brother, what should we do? And the two of them, Philip and Andrew, went to Jesus and told the requests of the Greeks. What were they looking for in Jesus? What Jesus wanted to do is to show them who he really was. And that's why he said, this is the hour when I will be glorified. This is the time when I will show you who I really am and why I've really come and what the meaning and purpose of my ministry and my earthly life is all about. He gave them an example, a story, an illustration so they would understand. Jesus, sitting down with the crowd, with those who had gathered around him, said, it's like this. You see, unless a single seed is planted in the ground, unless that single seed falls into the ground and dies, it will never spring forth. But when it does fall to the ground, when it does die, when it's planted and buried, then it brings forth much fruit. You see this wheat field? A wheat field planted from some of those individual grains. Jesus was predicting, Jesus was telling them what must happen to himself. If you would really see me and really see my purpose, know that I will give up my life. I will die. I will be buried. And because I am buried, much fruit will issue from that. You will come forth as believers to the gift of eternal life for this time and forevermore. Jesus said, I will be glorified. And they said, Father, glorify yourself. And that's when they heard this great voice from heaven, this booming voice, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. How was God glorified? When Jesus came to the world, when this divine plan of salvation began to unfold, when people began to see who Jesus really was, the Father was glorified. And what Jesus said is, I will be lifted up. By this, the text says, John says, by this, he demonstrated by the means, the way in which he would die. He would be raised up on the cross, and that's how he would be glorified. That's how he would bring glory to his heavenly Father. Jesus said to his followers, if you love me, you will serve me. If you serve me, you will follow me. And he who lives and loves and serves and follows me will be honored by my Father in heaven. If you think that you can keep your life, do what you want because you want, because you want to, if you think that's the way to really have life, then you'll lose it. It'll slip out of your fingers. But if you really want to live your life, you'll give your life for me, as I give my life for you. If you use your life, if you serve in that way, if you love and follow me, you will really have life, life forever, life eternal. Brothers and sisters, that's what Jesus calls us to do tonight. On this Palm Sunday weekend, here in this year, at this time, God calls us to glorify Christ in all that we say and do, in every aspect of our lives and living and in our ministry. God calls us to see Jesus for who he really is and what he's really done, that he's our Savior and Lord, so that we might love him as he loved and gave himself for us, so that we could lift high his cross and in so doing serve and honor him, to follow him. And I think he calls us to do that in every aspect of our lives. In our worship, as we gather around his word and the sacraments, as we hear once again the waters of baptism, as we come forward this night to receive the bread and wine, and in, with, and under them, the very body and blood of Christ, as we worship, we serve him. And as we serve him, we follow him. I believe that God gives us the privilege of holding high the cross of Christ as we give. Give financially, yes, but as we give ourselves in service to him in every way that he equips and calls us, that's a part of our way of serving him. It's a part of our way of following him. And God promises he will honor us with the gift of eternal life. I think that we do so as we live our lives, as we go to our homes and in our neighborhoods, as we live out our Christian faith and let others see Jesus through us. We're doing what Philip and Andrew did in our text. I hope that there are people around you who see you as different, who see you as a follower of Jesus. And as they do, may they come to you and say, Bob, John, Sally, bring us to Jesus. Help us to see Jesus. And may you also, as Philip and Andrew did, say, let me show you, let me tell you who Jesus is. That's the last part I have here, people speaking with people about the cross of Jesus Christ. As friends gather, as acquaintances, as neighbors talk with each other, may God equip and encourage and help you to be those spokesmen for Christ, so that as they seek Jesus, they may find him through your word and witness and service. One of my favorite scriptures comes from Paul's writing in his second book to the Corinthian Christians, chapter 5, verse 15. And he, Jesus, died for all. He died for you and for me, so that those who live, that's you and me, should no longer live for ourselves alone, but live for him who died for them and was raised again. Our privilege is to serve him who served us through his life and death and resurrection. May God equip us, not only during this joyous day of praise and parades and palms, but always, in all our ministry, in every board or commission, every committee and work, every service we do, to lift high the cross of Christ, to show Jesus to a world who needs to know him too, in our church and through our school and in every way. As we do so, we lift high Christ. And as we do so, we serve him, we honor him, and he promises to honor us with the gift of eternal life. May God give us that confidence, that joy, and the blessing to be his spokespeople, so that we and others through us can really see Jesus. For Jesus' sake, let it be so. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Jesus, our Savior. Amen.